Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at OTAs in Owings Mills.
All right, good seeing everybody. Appreciate everybody being here. Really good practice. Guys were high energy, into it, focused. Speed was good. Great day for it. You know, it was a little cooler. It wasn't pouring rain, but the day's not over yet, so, you know, stay tuned for some rain. Have we had enough rain this year?
Every weekend.
We done with the rain yet? It's supposed to be April showers bring May flowers. That's what I was always taught. I just saw a raindrop right there. Did you see that? It's a dark cloud. All right, what questions do you have?
John, I saw Top Golf yesterday, some videos. Did not see you swinging.
All I can tell you is that in my group, I did come out on top, which is surprising because I was with the kickers and snappers, and these guys can play. So, but you know how Top Golf, I don't know if you know how it works exactly. I didn't know. It's my first time there. You may hit it in the wrong big circle, but if it goes in a circle, you still get points. You know, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
Coach, you think the intensity of these packs are heating up a little bit? You seeing that?
Well, no. I mean, I think they're getting faster and quicker. The biggest thing we have to do is really work hard to control when guys get in bad positions. You know, you're not in pads. Like, for instance, a lineman. You can't go out and stop penetrators with physicality and punch the twist across the other blocker and then pick up the looper. You just got to put your hands on people. So oftentimes guys will get caught, like, on the side. And one thing I told the lineman today is when someone gets caught on your side, you just can't push them further, which they would do normally in pads and all that. But now everybody's not going the same speed. Everybody's not pushing the same way. So you end up getting people falling into each other. And that's just what we cannot have. So I just told him, hey, if you get beat, you get beat. But the good news is you're not allowed to play with the physicality, but it challenges and tests your feet and your foot quickness or your ability to change direction more on the offensive line. So take advantage of that opportunity. You know, focus on moving your feet and staying in front of your guy or the two-man game or whatever it might be. So I think we just have to keep working on that and always try to chase keeping people off the ground.
John, I think this is like the coolest practice we've been at. We've only seen the ball once. Is that disappointing to you, or is this what you kind of expected?
Yeah, it's this time of year. You know, it's a voluntary time. It's really not something that we comment on. We can't. And that's just the time of year it is, so I can't speak for anybody that's not here. You know, I pretty much know the different reasons guys aren't here most of the time, but not always. You know, nobody's required to tell you exactly what's going on, so I'm not really specifically going to be able to comment on anybody that way. But the guys that were here were great, flying around, and those are the guys we had a great time coaching.
Yeah, understanding what you just said, Deontay Hardy's a newcomer, mm-hmm. A guy trying to make the roster. Yeah. You haven't seen him out here. Is he dealing with an injury?
Not an injury. There is a reason for it. You know, do I speak for Deontay? He's got a newborn baby situation. But, you know, give him a call. You know, ask him.
John, about the availability, there's this report that there's consideration by the NFLPA of getting rid of OTAs and starting a training camp in June, mm-hmm. and ramping up. What's your thought of that?
Yeah, that's really interesting to me. I think there's a lot of science behind that, and the thing I'm really encouraged by with a proposal or a thought like that is the fact that the union and the league are working together on it. You know, to me, that's really good, because we want to do the best we can to keep guys as healthy as we can, get them ready to play football. And right now, it's not probably perfect. You know, I think the different studies they've done would say that the timeline is not really great. And so if they can kind of make the timeline better somehow, and both the union and the league agree that this is the best way to do it, that'd be fantastic.
Is that the issue you're referring to, starting in June and just going with no break until conceivably the end of the season?
Well, I think that's probably why the PA is they put that out, I guess, maybe. I'm not sure who put it out, but if they did, that's the one they're probably talking about, you know, and it's just a longer ramp-up preparation period right into training camp with training camp.
Obviously, the biggest characteristic of these sessions is they're voluntary, but if there's something else about OTAs, just sort of that where the check-in isn't a year, it's sort of like a otherwise sort of quiet period. Is there something that you think is unique about these sessions that would be lost if OTAs were to go away?
So you're asking, like, the longer break away from the team, would that be an issue? I think that's definitely something to consider. You know, it's something that they would have to look at and try to try to give guys an opportunity to, you know, again, voluntary, an opportunity to come in. It wouldn't be football practice like this, but some way to be connected probably. I think they'd probably want to do that.
I know it's voluntary, but do you feel like there's anything going on in these OTA practices that for guys that aren't here that would cause them to maybe be behind?
You know, man, I'm a coach, so you know my answer to that. You know, I mean, that's what we do. You know, we want to be going forward as fast as we can. You know, no drag, making ground, getting better every day. You know, 1% better today than yesterday, 1% better tomorrow than today. You know, and it takes a lot of work to do that. You know, so as a coach, that's what you're always looking for.
Could you say you're evaluating as much during OTAs as you do during camp, or is it a little bit of a different filter?
It's a different filter. You are evaluating, sure, but it's a different filter. It's more about you know, guys competing against themselves, you know, their ability to learn the offense, defensive scheme, the footwork, the technique. You're not making any decisions about who plays or doesn't play until you get in training camp.
Coach, with so many veterans missing, who are some younger players who are starting to step up in terms of?
Well, I think we had this conversation today about leadership, and the message was that everybody's a leader. You know, we're all leaders. We're all leaders. The quote that I had was from Pope Francis. It was that a shepherd should smell like his sheep. Oof, that's a good one, right? Think about that. I've never been around sheep. I don't know what they smell like exactly. But I thought the metaphor was really good.
Not great. John, Ronnie Stanley, there was discussion in the offseason about his contract, his future, all of that. But him being out here just about every day, it seems like. What do you see from him? Your expectations for him going, this is a big year for him professionally.
Exactly. Ronnie came out. He was away until the first day of OTAs, and then he was here. He's been here for every OTA and every in the workouts, and he looked good. You know, he's looked good. I was pleased, very pleased. And Ronnie's talented. He's working super hard. He's getting tested. These guys like Adafe and these guys are bringing it. As you guys, I think you wrote about that. They're bringing it, man. And it's good. It's good for. You know, it's good to work together like that. We like to have our good guys, our starters, work against our starters a lot because in these drills, because it's not full contact, and they get a chance to really kind of challenge each other's technique.
John, you talked about wanting guys to still play fast and, you know, still stay up in this time of year. How do you go about balancing that in your messaging to the team? You know, you want to see them play as if, have that energy as if it's a real situation that you want them to stay
right. It's a great question, and really, what it boils down to is understanding that this is not a physical contest to win the play. It's a physical contest to do your technique right and do your assignment right, and to do it fast. These guys are super ridiculously talented. We call it fast rehearsal. Their ability to rehearse their technique full speed and not run into each other blows my mind. That's how good they are. When they start feeling that they need to go make a play on defense, usually that's when you start having most of your issues. Or when they try to make up for a mistake when they're late on a block on offense. So you just got to understand when you've, quote-unquote, not, you know, you're not in great position, you got to pull out. No competing for a ball, no running into anybody, no shedding anybody, no finishing a block. That's not what we're here for. We're here to work together that way. So that's how you message it.
Yeah, two more.
His timeline, I believe, is more somewhere in training camp. Yeah, it's I don't. It won't be minicamp, but it's at some point in time once we get back from training camp.
Yeah, just going back to Lamar. Is there expectation we might be here next week, or is that kind of like a wait and see?
Yeah, it's just not something I'm able to comment on. You know, so I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.